He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's hour number two. I'm going to take 30 minutes of calls or so and then get into all the financial, military news, the world news, the health news. It's all coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Joe in Maryland. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
You there?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm an emergency room nurse, and I had this lady. She was trying to get pregnant. She couldn't get pregnant. She was always having spontaneous miscarriages. And I asked her, for some reason, I just had to ask her this after listening to your show. And I said, do you drink a lot of water? And she said, oh, I drink tons of water. Addicted to water. I drink so much of it. And all I could think of was the fluoride in the water, and I told her to
No, it admittedly causes miscarriages, birth defects, retardation. It's all admitted, but they put it in our water because they care about us.
Yeah.
I mean, think about what we're trained to accept. We have this admittedly lying, crook government and its own documents saying they put it in the water to brain damage us, give us cancer, and reduce fertility, and we just love the government. Oh, thank you, government, for slowly murdering me and hurting my children. Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, it's and it is in massive, massive amounts in Baltimore. I accidentally left my stove. I was boiling some water to make some pasta or something, and I accidentally fell asleep, and all the water had boiled away, and there was this white powdery film on the bottom of the pot.
And of course, you know what sodium fluoride is used for. It's bug poison, and so they put bug poison in the water, and they say our teeth are getting worse after 60 years of fluoridation. So their answer is more fluoride. And the IQ of the United States has dropped between 10 and 20 points, depending on the region. Not education level, actual IQ. We're turning into slobbering drones, and the government just says it's okay, slobbering drones. Now we want to put lithium in your water, and mercury's good for you.
Yeah, it is completely insane. And it was when this stuff kicked on there, it was like massive amounts. It wasn't just a little bit of a little sprinkle of it. It was. I couldn't believe how
much it was. Well, if you test that sludge, it's hundreds of chemicals, mercury, lead, arsenic, you name it. Under the name fluoride, they put hundreds of goodies in. It's a little gift from the control freak elitist. Joe, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Good day, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Alex, you know, your show a couple of weeks ago, you spontaneously came up and prayed a prayer of repentance for our nation, and you mentioned also abortion as being one of the sins that we need to repent for in this country.
Yeah, God is lowering the hedge of protection around the country, just like the Bill of Rights is falling and the evil is flooding in.
Well, that idea of national repentance really stuck with me. I was really inspired by your prayer. And the idea I want to propose to you, Alex, is an idea that this past week on air I proposed to Jack McClam and Butch Paugh, and both men are totally in agreement with it and would do all that they're able to do to see that this idea becomes a reality on a publicity level through their broadcast.
You're talking about a national day of repentance.
Yes, and it can be done, Alex, but it's only a one-day event, but it takes an organizational effort, and I believe that probably most of the born-again Christians in this country, the true Christians, actually do listen to yourself and Jack McClam and Butch Paugh and several others that are on GCM as well as other networks.
No, listen, I got to go to break, but I agree with you, Mark, and this morning while I was exercising, it really struck me that repentance, we have to change ourselves individually so we can even see the evil going on. And we need to really be able to recognize just how serious things have gotten. So I agree with it. We should talk about a national day of repentance. Because even if you're not a Christian, folks, we should all be able to recognize and be ashamed of the amount of corruption we've allowed to flourish in this nation. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
The question is, All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
You walk into this room at your own risk. Because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're well into hour number two. I'm going to take calls in this segment and the next. Then I'm going to get into the incredible financial news that also deals with the fact that our nation and the rest of the planet has been seized by offshore criminal ruthless groups who are simply extensions of people like Ken Lay and Bernie Madoff. And a lot of you that tune in for entertainment and think this show is funny, you're going to find out about the New World Order. And many of you are going to wish you took action against corruption and that you could recognize it, because it is being announced that they are preparing and planning to take the pension funds. In fact, I've got the Chicago Tribune and a couple other mainstream articles today. Will you print me some of those Bloombergs? One headline that will lead you to the others is from earlier this year is pension funds investing in failed banks. Then you read the article, it says the feds are ordering. How do they do that? Because if the pension funds don't follow orders, they'll go find a crooked toenail or something at these investment firms and send them all to prison. They don't have the power. Legally, they just do it, though. They do it through intimidation. And they're ordering them to invest in derivatives and failed financial instruments. So that is all coming up. The financial reform package actually allows more junk bonds, more derivatives, more scams. And that's actually in the Wall Street Journal today. The very criminals destroying our society by design are not just robbing us to become fabulously wealthy. They're robbing us to destroy the free market so we're dependent on government. There's the headline. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. Then you read the story from March, and it says, oh, they're already investing in failed banks and derivatives under federal orders. But that's a few months old. Here is a story out of the Chicago Tribune this week. Pension checks may not be in the mail. And it says, quietly, the feds and the states have changed the rules to take your pensions. But I know you've been trained to say, oh, there's no corruption. Government's always good. It's a conspiracy theory to say Bill Clinton lied. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. There's WMDs in Iraq. Fine. Okay. Everything's fine then. The government loves you. We're in a big recovery. We're not in a depression. Everything's good. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Truth Patriot in New Jersey, then Brian, Jeff, Chris, Tony, Mark, Seal, Sonny, and others. Truth, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex? I just wanted to give you a little example of how the grassroots of the Tea Party movement is actually making a difference here in New Jersey's 6th District. Anna Little, she ran for the Republican seat, and she's a Tea Party member. She only had $19,000. She went up against Anna Gooch, who had $500,000. Anna Little won, and she won because of volunteers. Like you said earlier, you need to get active. What everybody, all your listeners need to do is find out who is the conservative candidate, and then they need to go in. Support them, and it's not money. It's
well, the anti-globalist, anti-New World Order, and in almost every case, in hundreds of primaries that have already been held, in literally it's got to be 98% of the cases, because I know it's over 100, and there's only two that the establishment candidate has won. In Connecticut, Peter Schiff lost. She spent $50 million. He spent less than $1 million, and he got close to beating her. So now he's going to run coming up in a few years against Lieberman. He'll probably win then. And Rick Perry won by posing as a patriot. And also the other candidates shot themselves in the foot. But in every other case, whether it's Kentucky or Pennsylvania with Specter, not only Republican establishment candidates, but Democrat establishment candidates are losing. This is the biggest political realignment in over 100 years. The system now admits that. They are scared. They are scared, and they're going to pull out all the stops. That means hiring provocateurs to stage terror attacks and blame it on patriots. That means hiring people to pose as racist at tea parties for the media. They've been caught doing that over and over again. I mean, they are going for broke. Go ahead.
Right. I have basically a question for your listeners. Who is your conservative person running for sheriff? Who is your conservative person running for Congress? You need to know these things. And then the next step is get involved. All you have to do is donate one Saturday. They have meetup groups. You can knock on doors. You can talk. We need to get active. It's not about the money. It's about taking time to volunteer to help these candidates who don't hardly have any money who are still winning.
Well said. Well said, Truth Patriot. I'm going to cut you off because I want to go to the people. But look, when establishment candidates outspend 20, 30, 40, 50 to 1 in some cases – against patriot candidates, I wouldn't even call them conservative, but constitutionalist, anti-globalist, pro-republic type candidates, they're targeting kind of the dumbed-down soccer moms and Joe Sixpack who aren't paying attention. But that's now a minority, 25, 30%, maybe 35%, depending on how you look at it, who still buy into mainstream brainwashing and media hoaxes. So, yes, nothing can beat real boots on the ground. And even if you run for dog catcher, county commissioner, water district, school district, and lose, at the debates, at the discussions, you get to inject real issues into those meetings. And so you cannot lose. Resistance is victory. Brian in Indiana, you're on the air, Brian.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, did you see the article last week where it said that Google has purchased these micro drones?
Yes.
Oh, because I never heard you mention it, but these little 3-foot.
The Washington Post reported 3 years ago that the government sends out artificial dragonflies at activist events, and the Washington Post even witnessed the micro robots watching people. Google is the NSA, and they now admit they're listening to your microphone on your computer, your video camera. They have AI computers watching, listening, building files on you. They're openly announcing they want to end net neutrality and start shutting down the free web where you can only visit websites that pay for them to give you access, and that's if they accept you. But I did see the micro drone story. I'm glad you mentioned it. What's your take on it?
Well, the article I saw had a short video showing this thing hovering and circling around a house really close and things like that, and trying to look in the windows. They say it's outfitted with GPS and a camera and all
that. Well, I mean, Google 3 years ago denied that their mobile vans were grabbing wireless transmissions, and every time they do that, it's wiretapping. It's a serious felony. And now they admit, okay, we got a government contract worldwide in every industrialized country. And this has been admitted in the last month. They've been indicted in several countries, in France and others. And they just drive around. People could see the big NSA antennas, and engineers said that's to grab wireless transmissions. You know, it's like looking at a gun and saying, what's that for? What's a screwdriver for? What's a bottle of beer for? You know what things, you know, what's a bra for? What's a car for? You know what they do. They're driving around with these big antennas, and the government uses a private company to do it. They're not just videotaping your house. They're driving by stealing all your wireless data, running it through the NSA. They are an NSA front now admitted. Look, Google 4 years ago, Paul Watson saw their press release. They're so arrogant, they put a press release out saying we're using cameras and microphones on new computers to listen to everything you're doing. And we got called kooks when it was linked to Google and their press release. And now, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Austin announced this week what I already told people 3 years ago. They've got license plate reading cameras on the police cars, many of them. They're putting them in downtown. They got face scanners going in. It's all NSA run. They got microphones on the street corners listening to you. These crooks, and they're crooks, take your tax money, pay it to private NSA companies so the thugs that run them get payoffs. You know, the government doesn't just surveil you. They create private companies to make money off of it.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Time for us to wake up and watch our flag of liberty and freedom ascend. They will not force us to accept their dehumanization. They will not win. We shall be victorious. Now, since that caller raised this point, I'm going to go over some news and then go back to your calls. You know, I don't just get up here and say Google is the NSA. I've been saying that for many years because I have the documents. Just like in 1996, I read the Telecommunications Act, and it said they were going to give $9 billion to the telecom giants by 2001. They gave them 5 years to do it, October 1st, 2001, under law, to make all cell phones trackable in real time. Every fax, every email, every phone call you made is routed through the NSA, and they put in whole buildings or floors in the telecoms to do it, all illegal. And then Bush denied they were doing it, and then it came out they were. Everything is being run through the government illegally. Has nothing to do with keeping you safe from terrorists. We have their internal MIAC, Homeland Security, and other training documents. It's focused at landowners, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. You are the target. While you think it's for guys wearing, you know, turbans on their heads, you're like, get them, yeah, take their rights away. The whole thing's focused at you. But here is the Chicago Sun-Times, Friday. Cops love iPhone data trail. And it goes on to say, every time an iPhone user closes out a built-in mapping application, the phone snaps a screenshot and stores it. And the cops access it without warrants. iPhone's photos are embedded with GEO tags, geographic tags, identify information where it was taken. Even more information is stored in the applications themselves, including the user's browser history. The data is meant to be part of direct, custom-tailored advertisements to the user, but experts say it could be used by police and is. The whole thing is a surveillance system, and it goes on. The phone itself automatically shoots and stores hundreds of such images as people close out one application to use another. It's taking photos without you even knowing it. The screen snapshots contain images of emails and proof of activities that might be exculpatory, inculpatory, or exculpatory. Either show you're guilty or not. The keyboard cache logs everything you type. On and on and on. All under federal law. And this is your identity now, is these phones. Are these systems? And Matt Ryan wrote a good story about it, boiling it down at Infowars.com, why cops love iPhones. I told you this 14 years ago and got laughed at when I was reading the Telecommunications Act. And then we see these videos every day. Security guard tackles and chokes deaf customer for failure to respond. The guy's at a movie theater. He's got his ticket. He's walking. He can't hear the guy. He tackles him, beats the daylights out of him. There's footage in England came out this week. They pull over a family. The guy had just gotten out of the hospital. He had health problems. He couldn't move quick enough. They bashed the windshield out, beat him up. I mean, it's constant. Remember what happened at the G20 in London. A guy was delivering newspapers to a store. The cops didn't even talk to him. They walked up, beat him in the head, murdered him. And then the police said, we're allowed to murder whoever we want. When we don't have basic rights, folks, the sky's the limit, is my point. And you've been lied to about this entire system. You've been lied to about its nature. God help us. Let's go to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, a piece of good news and a suggestion. Two Thursdays ago on DirecTV, on DocTV, they aired Waco Rules of Engagement. And the night before on Link TV, they aired 9/11 Press for Truth. I was wondering if you'd approached Link TV or DocTV about getting your films up.
No, I haven't, but that's a good idea. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Say that again.
I said there was my jaw dropped. I couldn't. I was seeing it on the television.
All right, I'll check into it, Jeff. I appreciate your call. Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I tell you what, the media bashing on Rand Paul is rampant in this local media.
Last Wednesday, the Washington Post and others interviewed the woman who'd been secret. She said, nobody kidnapped me. Nobody made me use drugs. Esquire is lying. And still, we wrote a story about it Friday, but I checked Saturday and Sunday. I checked today. There are hundreds of articles still saying he's a kidnapper. It's not true. They don't care. They're counting on the public kind of halfway paying attention and then just believing it.
Exactly, and that's what they do. And it's just like a spin with Mandy Connell over here, talk show host at 84 WHAS here in Louisville. She says, well, I think it is, and it may or may not be true, but I think there's something under the rug that ran. You know, they spin this. They continue to do this.
Oh, it's not true. He's a kidnapper, but he must be bad. He's a go.
Yes, exactly. And they just want to get it in there. But she loves Jack Conway. But she says she's a patriot. You know, this is a spin game.
Well, they're panicking. I mean, he said the Tea Party is coming for you, and he's a real patriot. And they're scared of grassroots folks taking this country back. So, you know, they'll say you're kidnapping women. They'll say he's not really a doctor. They'll say he has racists at his rallies, even though it's admitted that it's Democratic operatives who've been caught doing it. And they just keep running with it all. Chris, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Tony in New York. Tony, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I have two quick questions. As we both know, there are many, you know, empires that have come and passed. Now, my first question to you is, what is the difference between the decadence of the United States currently and past civilizations? And my second question is, what do you think about this idea that many black leaders have that, you know, we need to start doing stuff for us and stop thinking that white people are going to help us? I think it's very destructive and separatist, but that's just my personal opinion.
Well, that's because if you go back to Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller Foundation, I covered last Wednesday the filings by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Ford Foundation, where they admittedly have put hundreds of millions of dollars into black separatist groups, Hispanic separatist groups like Mecha, La Raza, and others, because they want everyone to be divided, but they do it in a, quote, liberal way. And Margaret Sanger said, we've got to pose as liberals, and we've got to pay off black leaders so we can abort these black weeds. We've got to get rid of these subhumans. We're going to create a liberal movement. We're going to create these health departments to take the black children, put them in prison. We're going to do it all as a liberal move and package it that we're fighting racism. The real racists come as liberals. The real racists come and tell you, oh, Whitey wants to get you. And in a way, it's true. The big elitist Whitey wants to get you, but the average white person is a guilt-filled, self-hating person who's been taught that white people are evil, so they then support the eugenics programs of the globalists and support the abortuaries and the Planned Parenthood and all of this against black communities. Anything else?
Yes, the question about the decadence between the United States and past civilization.
I'll answer that when we come back. Tony, great points. Stay with us. Mark, Seal, Sonny, Lionel, Tom, I'll get to you at least. But I'm going to get into economic news as well. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack that contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis. We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, I'm going back to your calls and then into the key economic news, other important news in the final segment. But a caller, if you just joined us, brought up an important question. He said, how is our empire different from other empires, decadent empires, we've seen throughout history? And that's a very important question and also extremely complex. Number one, the world is much more hectic. There's more technology. There's more information. And people become bombarded with so much data that they tend to pull into their shells and disconnect. I catch myself all the time instinctively wanting to deny things that I'm researching because they're so horrific. They're so horrible. Wanting to tell myself it isn't true. I mean, can you imagine when I read UN documents and State Department memorandums, like Memorandum 200, where they admittedly were forcibly reducing population and putting sterilants in food, water, and drugs, vaccines. Can you imagine when I read EcoScience, written by the White House science czar, about forcibly drugging the water, or when I see hundreds of different news articles the last month promoting sterilants in the water or lithium in the water and antipsychotic? I don't want to go on air and talk about this. As a normal, rational, decent guy, I can't believe it because the elite is so insane, so criminal, I can't come to grips with it. Earlier, I talked about the two famous black widows out in L.A. who would take homeless men in, buy insurance on them, wait 2 years so they could get paid, and murder them. The police couldn't believe it. And the police are compartmentalized. CPS workers are compartmentalized. The military is compartmentalized. So they're told they're doing something for one reason, but really it hooks into a larger agenda. Elderly women get life in L.A. for murder, for profit scheme. And they've now been denied their appeal. And they were recorded. They were so stupid, the cops left the camera on while they were being interrogated and walked out of the room, and they were all admitting, like, don't let them know we did it. You're the stupid one who got us caught. People and the cops, even when they saw them confessing on the video, they couldn't believe it. I just got reminded this today because I was listening to CNBC on XM. They were airing old TV shows from the last few years, just the audio of it. And they were interviewing the cops who couldn't believe women who were almost 80 years old were doing this. We have a blind spot for this type of stuff. And the greatest criminal system on earth are the major governments controlled by these offshore corporations. But you've got drugged populations. You've got people with all these chemicals in the food and water that's admittedly meant to dumb you down and make you servile. I mean, again, it isn't Alex Jones saying a decade ago this is why they're doing this. Now they admit they're doing this. Do you understand that? Do you understand how real all of this is? Look, you can't choose reality. Perception is not reality. What's really going on in the world is reality. And I use the analogy of somebody on drugs, on PCP or LSD, there's been hundreds of cases of it that are well documented, who jump off the tops of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60-plus story buildings, believing they're a bird. But when they hit the concrete at the bottom, reality comes into play. So I deal in reality here, not illusion, not delusion. Another big issue here is, generally, if you talk about the Roman Empire or other empires, they were at least for the strength of the nation. The globalists use countries to build their global corporate empire and then destroy those nations to expand their power on the wreckage, on the rubble. And so the United States is having its credit card run up to build this world government, but then we're going to be demolished ourselves in the end, and we now see that end game unfolding. You're not in Kansas anymore. 99% of what we cover is admitted public fact. The system just puts a bizarre spin on it. Like the CPS. They take your children outside of a real court, no jury, no due process, no grand jury, in the name of protecting the families. But I have the history. It's on record. It's a eugenics court. Let's talk to Chris in New Jersey. He says he's a CPS worker. Chris, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How are you? This is Chris. I'm a big fan. I've been listening for about a year and a half to you. And I just wanted to share some of my experiences that a lot of the things that you've said on the air about CPS workers and the, you know, the corrupt system match my observations as a worker.
Well, you know, CPS has the highest turnover. It's 51% per year, national average. More than half of them quit in 1 year. You have these well-meaning people go to college. They get a social worker degree. They want to stop monstrous families that are out there. But then they find out that that's not the business they're in. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and I just wanted to thank you again for opening my eyes to a lot of this and that. I'm in my early 30s, but a lot of the workers that are coming in are in their early to mid 20s, and they're really clueless about the system, and they're you could see, or I can see, you know, because I've been awakened to the new world
order. See, your problem, and I'm going to let you talk in a minute, your problem would be solved if it was done within the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Then there'd be checks and balances. Fundamentally, it's going to go bad because it's designed to go bad. The cover story you're given is not what it's for. I have, just like I knew with the Telecommunications Act, that cell phones were meant to track everything we do because it was written for that, not because I'm smart. It said what it was for. CPS is to end the family. That's in the textbooks in college. They say the family is a disease. I'm going to shut up. Relate your stories to people. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. But just I see with the wisdom over the last, you know, year or two or however long I've been awake to the New World Order, that they bring in these young workers, mainly females without kids.
On power
and
trips.
They're indoctrinated in the universe on power. Well, yeah, they develop that power trip as they go along after a few months. And they're indoctrinated in the universities with the feminist eugenics culture. And I went to a retraining last week. And just the problem, one of the problems I see is that more and more things are progressively, from the worker's point of view, being considered, quote-unquote, concerning. If you see this in a family, it's concerning. Having a lot of kids is considered concerning. Parents not working or mom not working and staying home during the day with
kids.
Oh,
yeah, no, I've seen it. I've seen them in the case of Barry Cooper, a police officer who criticized government drug raids. This was in the local news. They took his son because the son told classmates, "My dad says don't trust the government." I showed that on air mm-hmm. two months ago. So now mommy stays home, which all the statistics show is good. That's bad.
Right.
Daddy says don't trust the government. Bad. Sorry, go ahead. So you go to
and
retraining.
Well, I go to retraining, and it was on drug abuse. And, I mean, the instructor seemed like a well-meaning guy, probably not awake to the New World Order. But, you know, I think, closed-minded to the fact that marijuana is, although it can be problematic.
Yeah, no, what they do is it's a culture of we're good, they're bad, and so we do what we want. So, it was taking kids of people that use marijuana. They don't tell people that when you go in for a broken leg or whatever, they take your blood, they test it. If there's marijuana, CPS is coming for your kids.
One of the biggest things that just smacked me in the face, daily. I mean, I listen to you daily while I'm working, and it's sort of a big conflict in my heart about what should I do with myself? But
and are you getting demerits because you're not seizing enough children?
No, well, that's one thing I don't see, and I think maybe I'm in a good county in the state where I'm in because I don't.
It is reflected
that, although
by the family court judge. If you've got a good family court judge, then again, it's all about the bureaucrats. If you have good bureaucrats, they don't abuse their authority, it's not as bad. But most places, they're bad because you're making individuals gods when they don't have checks and balances. They're not constrained by the Constitution. Stay there, Chris. I'm going to have you finish up. We're going to try to jam in some more, but I've got to get to the pension fund and stock market news because they're gearing up to take the pension funds. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
But they helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio
for over a decade.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is former Governor Jesse Ventura, and this is the Alex Jones Show. I recommend you all pay attention to Alex, because Alex and I are teaming up again this fall for a second season of Conspiracy Theory, where we will attempt to get to the bottom of these conspiracies. Until then, keep watching and listening to Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live. It is the final segment. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. Don't have an AM or FM in your area. You can always listen on Global Shortwave or Infowars.com. Okay, we've got a lot of really important information to cover here in this last segment. But I wanted to go ahead now and be able to finish up with Chris in New Jersey, a CPS worker. Chris, go ahead and make your points.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. One thing that I just wanted to get across is that the main issue that I see that just makes this your teachings come true for me is that we really are acting as CPS workers as the vaccine police. We won't close a case unless the vaccines are up to date and it just screams of eugenics control.
And there's no law that you've got to take these vaccines, but in New York and Massachusetts and New Jersey and other states, they tried to make police and medical workers take them last year. It turns out that whole flu thing was a hoax. And so they're saying families with multiple children, big families are bad, women that stay home are bad. These should be –
And middle income – go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Middle-income people, they're faced with fighting the CPS in court and paying for their own lawyer Or just go ahead and give in and take the vaccines. And they 99 times out of 100 take the vaccines or make their kids take the vaccines. And it's just a shame. And the other big thing is in our county, we have a monolithic psychological evaluation system. So if we investigate you and we send you for a psychological evaluation, it's only one company. And that company always, 95% of the time in my experience, recommends them for treatment, which is just another racket. It's just about making money and discouraging the family. But I wanted to tell you, Alex, just please, you know, don't lose heart, because I know you talk about the ills of the CPS system and the workers, but in my small office, there's three of us that are awake, and we're working on four and five people awake in our small office of about 30, 35 workers, and we're talking about your show and all that on a weekly basis. So
good.
No, I just...
Chris...
We're not all bad, and we got a lot of drug addicted families, unfortunately, with the heroin coming in from Afghanistan that really are in bad shape, and that really do.
No, I know. I mean, America screwed up and falling apart, and the government's a reflection of that. And again, it is admitted our government now grows the opium. They think we're so dumb, they just admit it out in the open. Chris, good to hear from you. Call us back again. Okay, let me hit as much news as possible. Now we won't have time to take any other calls. I apologize. Let's continue here. The Hindenburg Omen indicates stock market crash is coming. On Thursday, August 12th, the U.S. equities market triggered a confirmed technical indicator known as the Hindenburg Omen. This omen, as you may have guessed, suggests that a stock market crash is on the way. However, it doesn't mean just any crash, according to Albert Edwards, a London-based strategist at Société Générale SA. That's the biggest French bank. The indicator means a savage equity downturn is imminent, massive plunge in the stock market. In every case, we hope this is the exception. Continuing, Chicago Tribune, pension check may not be in the mail. And it goes on to say that in Illinois and other states, as well as at the federal level, they have changed the law. The Sidley opinion argued that the state can become a guarantor only under Section 2112-403 of the Illinois Pension Code. The provision states that if a state pension fund runs out of assets, any pension payable under any law shall not be construed to be a legal obligation of debt of the state, but shall be held solely as the obligation of such pension fund unless otherwise specifically provided in the law creating such a fund. In simple language, from the Chicago Tribune, that means if the pension fund runs short of cash, public workers face the same sort of uncertainties that most workers in the private sector do. And I showed you earlier Bloomberg admitting the feds are already forcing private pension fund companies to invest, quote, in failed banks. Now, continuing, here's an even more frightening article out of the Wall Street Journal. This came out on Saturday. Junk bonds hit record level. U.S. companies issued risky junk bonds at a record clip this week, taking advantage of keen investor appetite for returns amid declining interest rates and tepid stock markets. Now, what are these? These are forms of derivatives. And select globalist corporations that lobbied and wrote the financial reform package are allowed to issue more derivatives, more junk bonds, and then they control the federal regulators to shut down their competition. So they get to shut down good companies and take over regional and state banks, but then they, the Fortune 100, can issue junk bonds, they can issue more derivatives. It's an unfair trade advantage, and then they'll threaten the entire economy and hold it hostage, saying you've got to give us more money or the entire economy will implode. And the jobless rate's at all-time highs, inflation's growing, true unemployment's around 22%, not 9.3, 9.7, depending on what month they put out. All the big banks are saying we're really in a depression, but it's a controlled depression to consolidate control over this economy. Continuing with other important cover-ups that are happening, USF says government tried to squelch their oil plume findings. What did I cover Wednesday and Friday on the weekday show? More than 15 university heads, meteorologists, oceanographers, experts who've been in the Gulf, and it's been on local news as well, even some national, they've got fissures where that well blew out underground into the larger structure, 2 miles, 3 miles, 10 miles, up to 20-plus miles away with oil jetting out. When it comes to the surface, 40-plus million gallons of core exit and other dispersant, highly toxic chemicals are sprayed because oil floats on water, both seawater and freshwater, to drive it underwater so you don't see it. And now in Florida and in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and going out around Florida, up the eastern seaboard, oil is coming in all broken up onto the beach, and it's causing even more problems on the seafloor. And here's the St. Petersburg Times today, just one of these reports. A month after Deepwater Horizon disaster began, scientists from the University of South Florida made a startling announcement. They had found signs that the oil seepage from the well had formed a six-mile-wide plume snaking along the deepest recesses of the Gulf. The reaction at the USF announcement received from the Coast Guard, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the federal agencies that sponsored the research. Shut up. Shut up. I got lambasted by the Coast Guard, NOAA, and when we said there was undersea oil, and a USF marine scientist, William Hogarth, said, and it goes on, they were threatened with having their money pulled, their funding, everything. What happened on 9/11? You have several feet all over lower Manhattan and spreading into other areas of asbestos and concrete dust. And they said, don't wear masks, because if we tell the medical workers and police and firemen and heroes and military people running into that disaster that you got to wear a mask, we can't open the stock market and the schools, we'll have to admit it's real. And then now, almost 9 years later, Congress is blocking funding and massive amounts of them are dying. Fully. If you look at the numbers, 51%, 51 is the average life expectancy of people that cleaned up Exxon Valdez. Almost all of them are dead. 51 is the average life expectancy, and they use core exit and other chemicals. I mean, it's just incredible that all of this is going on and happening. It's the same thing. And if you look at the Gulf, what have they had in the news? They're telling cleanup workers in the last 3 months, don't wear masks. There's no problem. And we've seen Obama, we've played the clips, saying there is no health problems from core exit or the crude oil and the benzene and the rest of it. There are no health problems. There are no health claims. Everything is fine. So they're engaged in another giant hoax, fully engaged in a giant cover-up. This is another total takeover, a hoax, a lie about what's happening, on how much oil there is, on the fact that it's still leaking, on the fact that it's hurting the medical workers, it's hurting the cleanup crews, it's hurting the police, it's hurting the military, it's hurting the Coast Guard, it's hurting everyone. I'm out of time. Great job for the crew. If you missed any of the last 2 hours, it'll be retransmitted coming up in a few minutes at Infowars.com, the Listen Live link. Don't forget the free podcast link. We've got more of our exclusive interview coming up during the weekday show with Jesse Ventura when he came to visit me last week. Whatever you do, start questioning the system, get out there and take on tyranny and stand up for liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.